Wildlife experts are warning people not to get too close to the animals in national parks as the summer travel season heats up. Overeager tourists can not only put themselves in danger, but threaten the animals. 3 million people visit Montana's Glacier National Park each year, and many want photos with the iconic bison that are threatened and being reintroduced to the wild. Shammy Anderson with Defenders of Wildlife says while interaction with animals is part of the national park experience, it's important to give the bison their space. So tourists need to keep their distance.
You know, they pull off the roadway to view bison or maybe bears if they see one, and they just want to get that selfie or that photo with their cell phones. And they approach these animals as if they're at a zoo. These are not zoos. These animals are very wild, and we need to keep them wild.
Anderson tells park visitors to stay at least 25 yards away from bison and 200 yards from bears and wolves. Defenders of Wildlife has released a video on YouTube describing what to consider when interacting with animals in Montana's Glacier and Yellowstone National Parks. In North Carolina, Defenders of Wildlife's Tracy Davids says the group is going beyond just educating tourists, but also asking professional photographers to back off the remaining 20 or so red wolves in the eastern wetlands of the state.
Particularly now during puppy season, we've had reports of photographers getting a little too close, not so much putting themselves in jeopardy, but in a way that's harassing the wolves.
An 83-year-old woman from South Carolina sustained serious injuries when she was gored by a bison at Yellowstone in June. The National Park Service says the bison was defending its space, came within a few feet of the woman, and lifted her about a foot off the ground with its horns. The Park Service says bison injure more people in Yellowstone than any other animal, typically one or two a year. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.